Just about every Sunday, we bring you a prophecy update showing you what's going on in the world and how it lines up with Bible prophecy. We talk a great deal about advances in technology that have made it possible to conduct commerce without cash. It's interesting to us as we study prophecy because the Apostle John on the island of Patmos in the first century saw the future as cashless. People will be identified by and they'll conduct all their business with something on them or in them. The technology exists to implement a cashless society. We're only waiting for either the will to do so or some crisis. Israel recently took a big step towards going cashless. A September article on the Israeli National News website was titled, it asked this question, "Will Israel be the world's first no-cash society?" Here's some excerpts from the article. The government on Tuesday authorized the establishment of a committee that will examine ways to eliminate cash from the Israeli economy. The committee will be chaired by Harel Locher, director of the Prime Minister's Office, the PMO. Cash is easily passed from individual to individual. Transactions using cash can take place without supervision. Not so electronic transactions. With modern computers, banks can keep tabs on how much people deposit into their accounts and how much they withdraw, while credit card companies have up to the second records of how much people spend. Members of the panel will include top staff from the Israeli police, the tax authority, chairman of the government authority on money laundering and terror, the Bank of Israel's income and payments director, state attorneys, office officials, and more. Officials in the prime minister's office declared that around the world it is recognized that cash is a key element of the illegal economy and money laundering. It allows a wide gap between reported and actual income with the corresponding effect on tax revenues. By eliminating cash, the PMO said it will be possible to expand the tax base and prevent money laundering. The committee will study the issue from all its perspectives and make recommendations. A columnist for the Huffington Post in a separate article wrote this. He says, "Cash may be on its way out. No one knows if physical money is in its twilight or just very late in the afternoon. It's getting there, though. Much of this is because of technology. If you've been in a Home Depot lately, you may have seen that PayPal has a pilot project underway that will, in theory, help speed transactions even further and strike another blow to cash. Square has been making waves with its credit card processing unit for cell phones and, more recently, an app called Cardcase. And international development experts are gaga over so-called money mobile and mobile banking services, which are being touted as critical tools for helping people convert cash into electronic money. This year, the Colorado State Fair went cashless. Those of you who are going, you need to know this. Well, there's a big contingent from here, isn't there, that goes to the Colorado State Fair? No? One source reported, once you're inside the fair, you're going to need what's called a cashless card. It looks and works like a prepaid Visa. Now, by itself, this move towards a cashless economy might just be a coincidence, even though it was predicted 2,000 years ago in the Bible. But when you think of all the other prophetic signs that we talk about here on Sunday morning, you can see that the future is unfolding exactly as God predicts on the pages of the Bible. We who are saved have what the Bible calls the blessed hope. It's the promise of Jesus' imminent return to resurrect the dead in Christ and to rapture living believers prior to the coming of the great tribulation. I don't know how much of this cashless society and some of these other things that we will see and maybe suffer through, but I know that we won't be here for any part of the great tribulation. Are you ready for the rapture? If not, you need to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up because ready or not, Jesus is coming.